It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can tell us if you think this Falcons game against the Saints this weekend is a trap game since they have fired their head coach, Dennis Allen.
You said Dennis Allen?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was their head coach.
I thought I misheard what you said. Oh. So, yeah, sorry.
All right. I'm upset they fired him. I would like to see him coach at least one more game of mediocrity. is it mediocre if you're
I would say seven in a row is not mediocre.
I'm just talking about his overall winning percentage of what was his record in New Orleans alone? You had those numbers.
Yeah, I had the winning percentage. I have to look back up the actual record, but I can real quick if you'd like me to. But it's not good. Not good.
Oh, I know. That's why I want him to stay there. Can they rehire him?
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to the lines then while Mike looks that up. We have Chase in Jefferson. Good morning, Chase.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so in short, you know, good teams, you don't buy into the whole trap game. Oh, he's going to have the interim coach bump. So if the Falcons are good, which I certainly think they are, I don't think this is a trap game. I think this is a slap game. I hate New Orleans. I hope we beat them every game for the rest of their existence. Also, guys, I'm a grown man, and I'm okay with putting my hand up. I called in several weeks ago, very hurt, very distraught, because I thought the Falcons were going to be bad again. There's a lot of slander. A.J. Terrell, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins. I was very critical. I'm just happy to say I'm putting my hand up. I was wrong. The Atlanta Falcons are good. We need to make a splash at the trade deadline. Need to beef up that defense. But, man, this is a good team. We got the right coach. Just got to keep getting better every week.
Yeah.
Just on behalf of all women out there, it's nice that – you know, you have a man out there
that's willing to look in the mirror, see his flaws.
So,
I will not allow that.
You know.
All right.
It's always great.
I will not allow that.
You
can only imagine if I was talking down about women on here, Tiff, you'd come across this table.
There's
okay?
nothing to talk down about.
Okay.
We're perfect.
Okay. No, but I think that's a good call, right? Because I think when you look at what this Falcons team is, they've obviously kind of grown into their own shoes. And I think that – look, we're going to go back and forth, I think, and talk about that Pittsburgh game at the end of the season and through the offseason because it has a lot to do, in my opinion, of do you play in the preseason? Do you hit the ground running? And obviously, they didn't hit the ground running. But this team has just gently morphed into kind of what we always thought they'd be, a precision passer and a solid run game. And I love the way all these elements have kind of molded together. I mean, Raheem Morris – obviously with Zach Robinson, with Kirk Cousins, with, you know, what was left here with Bijan, this offensive line. I think it's been a beautiful thing, man. And this team is going to have hiccups. I don't know whether to label it a trap game, but I don't think it's a slap game this weekend. I think that this is going to be a very tough test to go on the road and beat the Saints. And so, you know, call it what you want to, but
it's a trap.
Yeah, Dylan wants to call it a trap, I guess.
Do you know Dennis Allen's dad played for the Falcons?
I did not know
that. He was actually born in Atlanta, Georgia. Now he grew up in Hurst, Texas.
Do you dislike him less now?
Nah, I mean, I don't dislike him at all. I just don't.
26-53 as a head coach.
Yeah, my dislike for him is not, I don't dislike him. I mean, he's not, like, he's never done anything like Sean Payton has. That's a person I dislike.
If he wouldn't have come out in the postgame presser last year and said, "Yeah, I don't blame Arthur Smith for being mad," I'd be mad too. Then I would have he would have been at the top of my list.
I also
like, "No, man."
I know that Arthur probably got a little bit of a flack for coming out so aggressively, but I didn't blame him one bit for coming out aggressively
after
that game.
I actually
liked it because, you know, there's a lot to be said, you know, the whole, well, stop them. You know, if you don't like it, stop them. That wasn't that situation.
No, that wasn't that. And not only that, but in the NFL, you never burn bridges. I think we all know that. You don't ever burn bridges.
Everyone
and
gets
so
recycled.
When Dennis Allen probably has a good idea that Arthur Smith's headed out the door at that point, and if he would have been the one that made that call, you want to talk about just spitting in somebody's face on the way out of their door, man. That's rough.
Back to the lines we go. We have Otis O'Dog. What's going on in College Park?
Mike Mafio.
Let's go.
As always, Mike. What's up, Mike? Yeah, as
hey,
always.
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Hey, man, you know, we always got to tell the nation, you know, Mike Mafio, we ain't coming. We here, nation. Yeah. We here.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
What's up, Squid? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm great.
He seems a little bit downtrodden over your phone call.
But I got to apologize for Tiff. A couple months ago, I said she was some eye candy, and I think it offended. I wanted to just come on and officially say, Tiff, I apologize for that. I know you're much more than just eye candy, so I apologize wholeheartedly for saying that to you.
Well, okay? I appreciate that. Even as a call, I appreciate that.
All right, well, moving on. I don't think this is a trap day because Kirk already said, we come to your trap, we're going to take your trap. We come to your trap, we're going to take your trap. We ain't worried about no trap day.
Yeah.
Look, you Saints fans, y'all go get it this year. We got you. We're going to get you this year. It's over for you. That's all I got to say. We come to your trap, New Orleans, and we're going to take your trap.
Yeah.
Okay?
Great call. Craig, actually, one of the better calls we've had.
Mike Mafio.
Great call. Great call.
Oh, is it over?
Yeah.
Just,
did you sleep through that one?
Yeah, a little bit. I ignore when they say in there Mike's Mafia. You know, but it's
walk
okay.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
I believe he just regurgitated what I said yesterday, though, when I said, you know, hey, you that we're going to walk in your trap and take it over. That's what I said yesterday.
So you're going to take credit for that?
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
No, I'm not taking over. I'm just saying, if you're Mike's Mafia, you got to come with some original stuff, you know?
No, I think everybody in this town has said that today.
That's because most of this town is a part of the nation.
Right. Yeah. No,
except for a few stragglers.
Not true.
Back to the lines. Let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
What up?
No wamp, wamp, wamps around here. Squid Nation kicking through the door.
That's nope. Right,
what's
sir.
Going on?
Nope.
Good morning. Good morning, fearless leader.
I joined the nation.
Exactly, Otis. Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
All American.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on? Hey, Mademoiselle Let Food.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to get right to it. And yes, this is a trap game. And here's the reason why. The Saints, 0-7. Get rid of their coach. Olave's out. And this is where my wake-up call goes to you, Coach Ra, as a former interim coach for our Atlanta Falcons. You know what is going on in the building when the team is like this. They're coming out for blood. It's our rivalry. You cannot let the Falcons sleepwalk through film session. Practice has got to be up-tempo, and you have got to go put your foot on their neck and kick them while they are down. This is absolutely a trap game. And one of the things I loved about Saban and Belichick, their teams never played down to competition. Never, never, never. We need to win this game and keep chugging on to an NFC championship matchup with the Detroit Lions. Hashtag Squid Nation.
Hashtag Squid Squad.
That was a good
You just remember,
point.
This was a house that Squid Billy built.
Not that. That's right. But the point about Raheem Morris knowing what it's
well, I think
like,
that last
so.
Was a sound bite.
No, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. That, Tiff, I think you're right. I think that was actually a good point. I hadn't even considered that, to be honest with you, about him being the interim last time around. And I think there's – look, and I was part of those Saban teams that you played to a standard and all that. That's not quite the same as it is in the NFL. And I know that Belichick did that, and he did a great job of it, but there's no Belichicks running around the NFL right now. So I just think it's interesting to see what version you get because you did not do that. You played a team that had lost three in a row just a few weeks ago, and you didn't show up for that one. And so I think one of the things I do value about Raheem is his consistency and his demeanor. And so hopefully he can get these guys to play up to that standard this weekend on the road.
We got a little bit of breaking news. I know we were discussing moves to happen ahead of the NFL trade deadline, which is at 4 p.m. today. And we went through a bold prediction list, which had the Browns' Za'Darius Smith coming to the Atlanta Falcons in a trade. But in reality, according to Ian Rappaport, he is headed to the Lions, so they are obviously trying to make up for the big loss that they had with Aiden Hutchinson going down a few weeks ago. So now it looks like, according to Ian Rappaport, that Za'Darius Smith, the edge rusher, is going to the Detroit Lions from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, very little draft capital involved in that one. It looks like a 2026 seventh going with Za'Darius Smith, and they're getting back a 2025 fifth and a 2026 sixth. So I want to take this moment to say he wasn't any good anyways. You know what I mean? We didn't need him anyways. I'm just kidding. He was, as far as your PFF grade, and I know that Raheem has mentioned that about Arnold Ebiketie, he's a tick above Arnold Ebiketie in that realm, but not like head and shoulders above, right? And so I think that probably weighs on your decision-making if you're Terry Fontenot in that role.
I hope not. I hope the Pro Football Focus grade doesn't weigh in.
I just mean the fact that you already have an Arnold Ebiketie. Why are you shipping? You know what I mean? Like, if you have a guy that's close, you're obviously going to play Judon in those situations. So if that's the case, then what are we doing?
Yeah. I do agree with that. If I'm going to go trade for someone, they have to be a clear cut upgrade over. And you can say, well, five sacks. Well, he's Arnold Ebiketie's not opposite of Myles Garrett either. So I don't disagree with you there. It needs to be a clear-cut upgrade.
Yeah.
When we come back, Falcons coach Raheem Morris has a lot of praise for the interim head coach of the Saints. We'll let you know what to expect from this match.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff, when we come back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back here on the morning shift, and a reminder in case you missed it, Za'Darius Smith for the Cleveland Browns is now headed to the Detroit Lions. This according to sources who told NFL media's Ian Rappaport. And, of course, the Lions trying to fill the key hole with the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. And in this trade, Smith and a 2026 seventh are going to Detroit for a 2025 fifth and a 2026 sixth. So Rappaport calls it a major move.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's basically a fifth rounder that's being moved, and I think that's interesting. I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday. Baron Browning from the Broncos goes to the Cardinals for a sixth rounder in next year's draft. So kind of a little bit of a market developing, and I think you know, teams like the Giants with Ojulari and anybody else out there trying to move some of their young pieces at pass rusher, probably keeping an eye on that. And I think it's worth mentioning that, and Bo, you'll have to help me on this, the Falcons don't have a fifth next year, correct?
Yeah, they lost it for the
over the Kirk Cousins thing.
Yeah, that Mike Florio decided to make a national
make an issue.
Issue, you know, and he was very, very, very upset. He's still very upset that it wasn't more. Yeah. But that's a him problem.
Yeah. He's been going to bat today, trying to back the decision not to go for two last night. It's like, all right, man, cool. Yeah, that's on you.
It's yeah. He's a clown. I've never understood why he does certain things and makes he anything Falcons related. He's gonna despise, go against. But apparently, I'm glad he's got Todd Bowles back because I think. It was the wrong decision. I don't think it should be something that people use as any kind of case against Todd Bowles. I think he's been a good coach in Tampa.
If y'all had to put money on it, do you think that the Falcons make a move today, period?
I think the phones are going to be ringing all day. I'm just not sure, though, if something gets done because of maybe it seems to be a hotter market these days, and therefore prices could be driven up.
Yeah, I agree.
So we know the Saints are going to see the Falcons on Sunday, and they will be without Dennis Allen, who was relieved of his duties as head coach. Instead, the interim will be Darren Rizzi, who will lead the Saints against Atlanta. And so Coach Raheem Morris, as a member of Squid Nation, reminded us, Chris calling in, saying that Raheem Morris has been in this position before when Dan Quinn was let go. He took over as the interim head coach of a team. So Morris, he said that when a coach gets fired in that situation, doesn't mean everything they were doing was bad. That's what he had to say about Dennis Allen. But then he went on to say, it's just about applying your message and getting those guys to try to play for you. We know how good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So we better show up ready to go because we also know what that looks like from the other side.
It's actually a good I love the fact that you had that quote because I know personally, and I don't think he would ever say what he did or didn't do, but I know when DQ was let go that there were a few things that Raheem changed, and I think it just kind of cleaned things up inside the building that maybe got the focus back and maybe more in tune. And the team did they were like what they were 0-5 or 6 when they fired DQ, I think.
Ugh.
In 2020,
brutal.
And I know Rod was able to make the team a little more competitive, get some wins out of them, and obviously, you know, the rest is what it is. But it's a good point because there just might be one or two things that Rizzi corrects or changes, maybe is a better way to put it, and it could do a lot for the team. They have gotten in a little bit of a rut. They have gotten some guys back. Now they are going to be possibly without Olave and Shahid for sure this week. So maybe that'll help the Falcons, but they've gotten healthy in a lot of spots, and we'll see some guys like DeMario Davis that we didn't see last time.
Yeah, and look, I think it's worth mentioning, I've been in this situation where you play under an interim coach. Now, granted, I was in college, and I was playing under a guy named Joe Kynes after Mike Shula was let go. All right, anybody that remembers the halftime interview of the Independence Bowl, man, it was electric. Joe Kynes was coming out there talking about inside trap. But I think a lot of times coordinators in these types of situations are able to breathe life into a team because they have, first of all, they have a lot less stress on their plate. When you talk about coordinator, like they're allowed to kind of have their own persona and show their personality inside of a locker room. And so they're a little bit less weight on their shoulders. There's not as many expectations. They're not so much worried about, you know, what next year is going to bring. They know it might be different or difficult. And so I think the team a lot of times plays hard for these guys, these interim head coaches. And I think they play more free, right? And I think they play with their backs against the wall and something to prove, obviously. And all of them want a job next season. But I think they also It's almost like a lightened the mood. It's like, well, this season's not going well. Might as well just play really hard. And I think that's probably the version you'll get this weekend.
I think the building is going to have a lot to say about this game, too. And what Saints fan shows up, and when I mean what, is it the 1990s Saints fans that used to wear the brown paper bags over their face?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, look, seven straight losses, it could be a light crowd. And if it is a light crowd or the energy isn't what it normally is in that building, it could change the way this game is played.
Yeah.
But if that building is what it has been every time I've stepped foot in it, which to me is it's the best home field advantage in football. I think it's the loudest building in the NFL.
It is loud.
Yeah. Tiff, you know how loud it can be in there. I have been to every stadium other than the Vegas stadium in the NFL. And to me, New Orleans is the loudest when it is rocking.
Mm.
And if that's the building that you walk into, if that's the atmosphere you walk into, then this is not going to be easy. I don't care how bad they've been.
Yeah.
And I go back to what we went to Tampa 2 weeks ago, Mike. And you and I and Tiff, we all talked about this game is not going to be easy. I don't care if they're missing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They're still a good football team now. I'm not saying the Saints are a good football team. But it's still an NFC South game. Coaching a staff that somewhat knows who you are. They've already played you once. It's not going to be easy. And you see last night that, you know, Tampa Bay played well. The NFL games are hard. Yeah. And they're really hard on the road.
All of a sudden, Cade Otton has become Tony Gonzalez down there in Tampa because
our fantasy team.
Yeah, that's true. And when you back him up with what Travis Kelce's been after Rashee Rice injury, then it's even better because he's on our fantasy team as well. No, I think it bears mentioning. And you know what's funny? I've actually talked about this a number of times. Bama plays LSU this weekend. I've already gotten a couple conversations going because they were both on buys this past week about the atmosphere in Baton Rouge. And a lot of those fans are crossover fans for whatever reason. Those are two tough places to play, be it the adult beverages being passed around or whatever it is, the climate around football down in the southern part of that state. It's hard to go play in either one of them. Now, granted, I had success at multiple times in either one, and so there are times when those fans definitely are the bag over the head type of fans. But I don't think that's what you're going to get this weekend. I don't think the team is so far down that that you'll have the crowd kind of lay off it all. So I think they will. I think they'll stand up and get crunk.
I hope some Falcons fans go.
If the season started off that way for them, which it did not, then you would probably have bags over heads because it would be a whole long stretch run of badness. But it didn't start off that way. So something.
I think they'll be angry. You
know. Well, I will say this: 2-0 was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but I think because these Saints fans have tasted better seasons, like well, you're talking about the '90s. Fans,
yeah.
It was a drought for a long,
there was
long,
some mid 2000s in there too.
So, it was bad. It was bleak.
It was weird going through that list a minute ago of all the bad head coaches. Because you did, you got Mike Ditka was on there, and as far as his stint down with New Orleans, like there was a number of coaches we really like going, sheesh, man, why all these NFC South teams have had like 2 and 3 on all these lists of bad head coaches, but. I just think that those fans down there this weekend are going to be angry. And again, it goes back to the conversation we have at the top of the show. They can run the football, right? And if they are allowed to run the football on us early in the game, Derek Carr hits a couple play actions. I don't know who he's throwing to with Shakir and Olave out, right? You'll have to dig up some wide receiver depth. But if he's allowed to do that and then Taysom Hill comes in, goal line, all of a sudden, if you can get the Falcons playing from behind, I think that plays into the Saints at home because now it's loud. Now you're rushing the passer. Now Kirk's not moving. We didn't run the ball well against them the first time around. And if Alvin Kamara is just shoving it down your throat every other play, you're going to be in for a 12-round fight here, man. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Yeah, you can't. You can't let them get in third and second and short because it'll just be easy conversions. And they have. And then Derek is it Rizzi?
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing to lose. Are they going to fire him? No. I think that's already done unless he somehow
You're
goes.
You're saying the trick plays.
I'm just saying, is it, if it's four, I don't think there'll be a trick, a fake punt this week. I think they're just going to line up and go for it.
You're going to have Taysom Hill and Spencer Rattler in the backfield with Derek Carr on a couple plays? Like, you just throw it out.
I would see what happens. I would think Carr, Taysom and Kamara. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we saw it. Tampa had all three running backs in there with Baker Mayfield at one point. So I just don't think there's any you're not going to coach like you just got the job and you got a 4-year contract as the head coach and you're coaching there is no tomorrow as an interim coach.
No, they're going to let it all hang out. There's no doubt.
Roster moves aplenty for the Atlanta Braves and a life of squid awaits us when we come back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Oh, do you know anything about Inspector Gadget, Dylan?
Do I? I love Inspector Gadget.
I'm just
so good.
Just one.
I love the movies, 1 and 2. I didn't watch much of the animated series, but
you probably weren't bored. Were you even? I don't know.
I just saw the real life. What do they call live action movies?
Yes,
I saw those.
That's not where I was going with it. Yeah, different. That ain't not it. The same.
Yeah, that's the cheap version.
Oh, dang. Okay,
going and get you the show.
Man, all right, I'll check out the animated show then. I didn't know I was missing out.
Yeah. We are back with some Braves news. Yesterday, the team announced that they have exercised Marcell Ozuna's option for the 2025 season and declined options on right-handed pitcher Luke Jackson and center Travis d'Arnaud. Additionally, the club reinstated Ronald Acuña Jr., left-handed pitcher Ray Kerr, left-handed pitcher Angel Perdomo, and then your right-hander Spencer Strider as well. So,
yeah, and then Joe Jimenez is going to sit out basically all of 2025 because he had surgery on his cartilage in his left knee, which is huge because I know he had the slight slip up in the what was that doubleheader playing as a playing game, but he was pretty good as a setup man. I mean, he had a 2.62 ERA in 24, and he pitched career high in innings and in games. So that part, but the Travis d'Arnaud thing is really what the Marcell Ozuna was kind of, you knew you were picking up that option, especially when you traded Soler on, what was it, Thursday? For Canning and who may or may not play, be on the roster. They may not tender him, but the d'Arnaud stuff is huge.
And then Max Fried news as well. So they have tendered a qualifying offer to him.
Yeah. And
yeah.
He will kindly decline.
He will decline. Means they get no compensation thanks. If he signs anywhere. But I just, the d'Arnaud stuff is, that was your backup catcher. He's been here forever. He's been a leader on the team. The $8 million, is it too much? You're clearly trying to get some flexibility, financial flexibility, which has been a term that this organization has used quite a bit over the last 10 years. But that's what you're trying to do. So where do you go from here? Is it, you know, is it a situation where Walker Buehler, who the Dodgers did not give a qualifying offer to, is that a guy that you might go after if you can't re-sign Max Fried? Or is some of this because you're thinking you might go after Max Fried? I mean, you also have to upgrade Arcia. What are you going to do at catcher? Drake Baldwin, I think, was one of your – I think he might have been the minor league player of the year last year for the team. I know he had a good year, but he's a young catcher.
Be Trump, right? Your game plan cannot be Chadwick Trump next year at backup catcher.
Well, no, I think it would be Baldwin. But there's no such thing – but there's really no such thing as a backup catcher. Because what it is that it's
co-starter.
Pretty much. I mean, you don't do back. If I catch a night game, then you're not going to let me start in a day game the next day. So you know, one of y'all would be starting catcher. That's how this organization kind of rolls with it. That's how a lot of teams do it these days. That's the right way to do it. It's kind of like running backs. You don't have one these days that is the bell cow. Most teams that do it right have two. It's kind of the same thing. You want to save the wear and tear. I actually think that maybe Travis d'Arnaud would come back for less if maybe I'm wrong, but I would like to think that he would. I think that's a guy that wants to be here, and I think a lot of guys want him here. And I almost would kind of think that Alex has a good plan in place for this. It might be something that they've talked about, but the Jimenez stuff, now it's a move you're going to go out and find another reliever, because that that is not something you've had. You did redo Lopez's contract, Ronaldo Lopez's contract over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Little Dubby sauce. Breakfast sauce. I will be at the Kennesaw State men's basketball team tonight, team game tonight, as they make their debut. I'll be there with my boys from New Realm and Allen Lager. So come on by. Say hey, you know, join the nation. That's all we can do. Don't forget the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, November 25th as well. Get over to the 929 Game website, the events page. There's a lot of ways you can still participate because we're pretty close to being sold out. Actually, we are sold out. I'm going to go ahead and say it, but you can still go over. If you hit me up, might be able to open up a few spots for you. You never know. I can pull strings sometimes because it is my tournament. Station events, mine. It's my tournament. You know, the only one that talks about it's me. It's mine. All right. I have had enough of Tom Brady and what he is and what he isn't as a broadcaster. I have no personal hard feelings towards Tom Brady. But I'm sick and tired of the criticism of him and then complaining when he does what maybe you want him to do and want him to get fined. You know, we all know that he is now a minority owner in the Raiders. He owns stakes, so some of the rules change. He can't be in meetings that Tiff gets to be in when she does NFL games and TV. He can't do any of that with other teams. But something happened in the game he was calling, which was Detroit and Green Bay with Brian Branch, and we'll play the audio, and then I'll tell you what some people are kind of complaining about, the fact that he wasn't fined for saying this.
I don't love that call at all. I mean, obviously it's a penalty, but to me, that has to be serious intent. Again, so much for these guys, and they're going to have to adjust the rest of the game, losing their best defensive player, who I know they were expecting to have a huge day today. Not an easy guy to replace, and Green Bay's got great field position now without having to do too much.
Wow.
He's just giving his opinion, which is what I want a broadcaster to do right there.
Yeah, I like it.
But then we get a whole write-up on multiple websites about, well, the NFL owners opt to not fine him, as if they should have fined him for that. I mean, get real. He didn't say the call was crap. He didn't say any of that. He just said, I don't think this. That's okay. We can't get upset if he's and say he's not good and he doesn't do this, and I want to hear that. But then every time he does the things that make broadcasters good, we get mad because he wasn't fined.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's actually been a lot better than I ever expected him to be. The commercials that kind of build him up as a broadcaster to advertise for the game are a little bit over the top for me.
Yeah.
I don't need to see Brady's going to be on the call, so you should tune in. Like, that's not what it is. But I realize they're paying him a lot of money for his name and his thoughts, and I understand they have to do that. But if he had not said what he said, that would ring more alarm bells for me in terms of what he is as a broadcaster.
Yeah, I totally agree. We can't have everything the way we want it both ways. Like, let him do his job and stop writing an article every time you think he could be fined for something, because then you're going to write articles about how bad he sucks. So leave the guy alone. Let him do his freaking job. I mean, he's bad enough. He's all in his feelings about his ex.
That'll do it for Life of Squid. We'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse next on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.